Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. It's Columbus Day weekend. This is a holiday that was created by the Italian-American community, since Christopher Columbus had Italian heritage. Although, more recently, the holiday has come under scrutiny because Columbus wasn't exactly the most admirable person with Italian heritage. So this week on the show, I'll be celebrating some other folks with Italian heritage, Italian-American crooners, like Frank Sinatra, Perry Como, Tony Bennett, and others. These singers helped shape the landscape of American popular song, and this hour, we'll hear them perform both well-known standards and songs from their Italian heritage. It's the Italian-American crooners, coming up next on Afterglow.
Time and again I've longed for adventure, something to make my heart beat the faster. What did I long for? I never really knew. Finding your love, I found my adventure. Touching your hand, my heart beats the faster. All that I want in all of this world is you. You are the promised kiss of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and divine, when all the things you are mine. And And someday I'll know that moment divine, when all the things you are mine.
The Italian-American crooner Antonio Benedetto, better known as Tony Bennett, along with pianist Bill Charlap, performing the Kern and Hammerstein song All the Things You Are. That's from their 2015 album called The Silver Lining, the songs of Jerome Kern. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're saluting a group of singers who shaped the landscape of popular song, Italian-American crooners. Many of the biggest names among the great American songbook interpreters have Italian heritage, names like Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, and Perry Como. We'll hear from these artists a little later in the hour, listening to their interpretations of both American and Italian standards. There are countless other minor deities of Italian crooners that we won't get to this episode, people like Julius La Rosa, Frankie Lane. But whether you were a titan like Sinatra or a lesser idol like, say, Al Martino, all Italian-American crooners owe a great deal of debt to Russ Colombo. Colombo was the first Italian-American crooner. Equipped with the good looks of Rudolph Valentino and the romantic lyricism of Rudy Valli, Colombo had a minor rivalry with Bing Crosby in the early 1930s, both as a singer and an actor. He died young, however, at age 26, in an accidental shooting death, shortening an otherwise promising career. But his legacy was substantial, especially among the next generation of Italian-American singers. The song Prisoner of Love, penned expressly for Colombo by lyricist Leo Robin, became his signature tune. It remained a standard well into the 1960s, and was even recorded by fellow Italian-Americans Perry Como and Frank Sinatra. Here's Russ Colombo in 1931 with the song Prisoner of Love on Afterglow.
Alone tonight, tonight you'll find me. Break the chains that bind me. I need no shackles to remind me. I'm just a prisoner of love. For one command I stand and wait now, from one who's master of my fate now. I can't escape, for it's too late now. I'm just a prisoner of love. What's the good of my caring if someone is sharing those arms with me? Although she has another, I can't have another, for I'm not free. She's in my dreams, awake or sleeping, upon my knees to her I'm creeping. My very life is in her keeping. I'm just a prisoner of love. someone is sharing those arms with me. Although she has another, I can't have another, for I'm not free. She's in my dreams, awake or sleeping. Upon my knees to her I'm creeping. My very life is in her keeping. I'm just a prisoner of love. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. Heaven must have sent her my way. Skies above me never were as blue as her eyes. And she loves me. Who would want a sweeter surprise? When she nestles in my arms so tenderly, there's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart a song of love is taunting me. Melody taunting me. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. And she loves me. There is nothing more I can say. Sweet and lovely, heaven must have sent her my way. She nestles in my arms so tenderly. There's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart a song of love is taunting me. Melody haunting me. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. And she loves me. There is nothing more I can say.
The first in a long line of Italian-American crooners. That was the great Russ Colombo with two hits from 1931. We just heard Sweet and Lovely, a song by bandleader Gus Arnheim, along with Charles N. Daniels and Harry Tobias. Before that, Colombo's signature tune with words by Leo Robin. That was Prisoner of Love. The next generation of Italian-American crooners after Colombo included Perry Como and Frank Sinatra, and both singers transcended their Italian heritage to become genuine American superstars. Como's real fame didn't come until the 1950s. He spent most of the 1940s in the shadow of Sinatra, despite being older. But Mr. C, as he was often called, started out as a big band singer in Ted Weems' orchestra. That was until 1942, when he broke out on his own and signed with RCA Victor. He was joining in on the crooner craze that Sinatra had already started the previous year, when Sinatra left Tommy Dorsey's band. Como was even named Crooner of the Year in 1943. We'll start off this next set with Perry Como, and then hear from some other Italian-American crooners, Vic Damone and Jerry Vale. First, here's Como in 1949, with the lovely Joan Whitney and Alex Kramer song, Far Away Places, on Afterglow.
Far away places with strange sounding names, far away over the sea, those far away places with a strange sounding names are calling, calling me. Going to China, or maybe Siam, I wanna see for myself those far away places I've been reading about in a book that I took from a shelf. I start getting restless whenever I hear the whistle of a train, I pray for the day I can get underway and look for those castles in space. They call me a dreamer, well maybe I am, but I know that I'm burning to see those faraway places with a strange sound of name. Calling, calling me.
Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Our hearts are made of it. Let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it? Oh, let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know of it, still we can try to make a go of it. Have been meant for each other, to be or not to be, let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love. We might have been meant for each other, or not to be. Let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love. Baby, get hep, get hep. Get in step, hey baby, let's fall in
love. Quante bella, spiro tanto sentimento, come tu che tiene mente, che da tu fai tornare. Guarda qua che stu giardino, siente si ste giurarance, no profumo così fino, tiendo Addio, da lontano da stu core, da sta vera dell'amore, tieno ma non me la so, non dorme stu dormiendo, torna
few Italian-American crooners that emerged in the wake of Frank Sinatra. Just now we heard a man known for performing Italian songs, Jerry Vale, born Gennaro Vitaliano, performing Torna a Sorrento. That song might be more familiar in one of its two English translations, either Come Back to Sorrento, sung by Sinatra, Dean Martin, and more, or Surrender, sung by Elvis Presley. Before that, we heard another Sinatra acolyte, Vic Damone, born Vito Farinola, performing the jazz standard Let's Fall in Love. And starting that set, a Sinatra contemporary, Perry Como, from 1949 with Faraway Places. We're looking at Italian-American crooners on this episode of Afterglow. And I don't know if Louis Prima can really be considered a crooner. Shouter seems more appropriate. But as far as Italian-American entertainers go, you can't ignore Louis Prima. A trumpeter and bandleader from New Orleans, not unlike another famous Louis, Prima drew upon his Italian heritage quite often in his music. sometimes edging on parody with fake Neapolitana or talk of Italian food. But Prima was as fine of a musician as they come, and let's face it, Prima is just plain old fun. So let's kick things up a bit, moving from the sweet crooning of Como and Jerry Vale to Angelina, the waitress at the pizzeria. Here's Louis Prima on Afterglow.
I eat antipasto twice just because she is so nice, Angelina. Angelina, waitress at the pizzeria. I keep soup and minestrone just to be with her alone, Angelina. Angelina, the waitress at the pizzeria. Ti voglio bene. Angelina, I adore you. Ti voglio bene. Angelina, I live for you. In passione. You have set my heart on fire. But Angelina never listens to my song. I eat antipasto twice just because she is so nice, Angelina. Angelina, the waitress at the pizzeria. If she'll be my cara mia, then I'll join in matrimony with the girl who serves spumoni, and Angelina will be mine. C'è la luna, mezza mare, mamma mia, mia madre. Figlia mia, cutterara, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Si ti dogna la musicante, i ti vai, i ti vene, sembra lo strumento in mano di me. Si ci piglia vanno si, lo strumento, figli mia. Oh mamma, zumba zumba baccola. Oh mamma, zumba zumba baccola. Oh mamma, zumba zumba baccola. Zumba 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 baccola. C'è la luna, mezzo mare, mamma mia, ben merda. Figli mia, cutterara, mamma mia, pensaggio tu. Sitte non gli appisci a olo, e ti va, e ti vende sempre baccalà le mani dene. Se ci picchi a fantasia, baccalà le mani dene. Oh, 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 mamma, vieni va su, su, ma baccalà. Oh, oh, mamma, vieni va su, su, ma baccalà. Oh, mamma, vieni va su, su, ma baccalà. Sì, sì, su, su, ah, ah, ah. Eh, oh, mamma, vieni va su, su, ma baccalà.
Buonasera, signorina, buonasera. It is time to say goodnight to Napoli. Though it's hard for us to whisper, buonasera, with that old moon above the Mediterranean Sea. In the morning, Signorina, we'll go walking where the mountains help the sun come into sight. And by the little jewelry shop, we'll stop and linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger.
In the meantime, let me tell you that I love you.
Buonasera, Signorina, kiss me goodnight. Buonasera, Signorina, kiss me goodnight. But do let do that do it, but bona body boat, but do the battle boat. Buonasera, Signorina, buonasera. It is time to say goodnight to Napoli. Though it's hard for us to whisper, buonasera, with that old moon above the Mediterranean Sea. In the morning, Signorina, we'll go walking where the mountains of the sun come into sight. And by the little jewelry shop, we'll stop and linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger.
And in the meantime, let me tell you that I love you.
And linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger.
In the meantime, let me tell you that I love you.
Buonasera, Signorina, kiss me goodnight. Buonasera, Signorina, kiss me goodnight. Buonasera, Signorina, kiss me goodnight.
Buonasera and Angelina Zuma Zuma, two delightful romps from the always electrifying Louis Prima. We'll have more from some Italian-American crooners after a short break. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow, I'm Mark Chilla. We've been looking at Italian-American crooners on this episode, a distinct and very important class of entertainer in the 1940s and 50s. A bit of a personal note here, growing up in a big Italian family, these singers are part of my heritage. It's the music of my grandparents, and in many ways these songs were my gateway into the music of the Great American Songbook. So let's move on now to the king of all Italian-American crooners, Mr. Frank Sinatra. For someone with Italian heritage, Sinatra rarely sang Italian songs. That was usually reserved for folks like Julius LaRosa, Jerry Vale, or Dean Martin. But in the 1940s, when Sinatra was with Columbia Records, he did embrace his Italian roots, and he did sing a few traditional Neapolitan numbers. The standard I Have But One Heart is based on the Italian song O Mare Nariello. If you're familiar with The Godfather, this song is the song that Johnny Fontaine sings at Connie's wedding. The role of Johnny Fontaine, played by fellow Italian-American crooner Al Martino, was supposedly based a little on Sinatra's character. And certainly Sinatra couldn't shake those stories about his mafia ties. Here's Frank Sinatra with some English and Italian performing I Have But One Heart in 1947 on Afterglow.
I have but one heart, this heart I bring you. I have but one heart to share with you. I have but one dream that I can cling to. You are the one dream I pray comes true. My darling, until I saw you, I never felt this way, and nobody else before you ever has heard me say, you are my one love. My life I live for you. I have but one heart to give to you. Vicino mare facem amora. Ancora, ancora, pece spasa, so marinara, et terro arezza, ma piala arezza, stanga morì. You are my one love. My life I live for you. I have but one heart to give to you. The stars out tonight. I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view, and I only have eyes.
don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people go by,
but they all disappear.
Frank Sinatra in 1949 for Columbia Records with the Harry Warren song, I Only Have Eyes for You. Before that, we heard Sinatra with the song, I Have But One Heart, based on the traditional Neapolitan song, Omar and Ariello. We're looking at Italian-American crooners on this episode, and that last song, of course, was not a traditional Italian number, but it was written by an Italian-American. Okay, Harry Warren doesn't sound like the most Italian name, but that wasn't his real name. He was born Salvatore Guaragna in Brooklyn, New York. Let's hear now another Warren song, sung by another Italian-American from New York, who also happened to Americanize his name. Here's Boulevard of Broken Dreams, sung by Antonio Benedetto, or Tony Bennett, on Afterglow.
I walk along the street of sorrow, the boulevard of broken dreams, where gigolo and gigolette can take a kiss without regret, so they forget their broken dreams. You laugh tonight and cry tomorrow, when you behold your shattered schemes. Gigolo and gigolette wake up to find their eyes are wet with tears that tell of broken dreams. Here is where you'll always find me, always walking up and down. But I left my soul behind me in an old cathedral town. The joy that you find here you borrow, cannot keep it long, it seems. Gigolo and gigolette still sing a song and dance along the boulevard of broken dreams. Here is where you'll always find me, always walking up and down. For I left my soul behind me in an old cathedral town. The joy that you find here you borrow, you cannot keep it long, it seems. But gigolo, sing a song and dance along the boulevard of broken
dreams. Remembers fountains where children played, gardens where dreams were made. autumn in Rome. Memories like embers glow when I seem to hear Arrivederci dear. Walks beneath the pines that grace the golden sky. Stopping now and then to share a lover's sigh, you and I. Let winter come, all my Decembers I'll spend just dreaming of the way we fell in love one lovely
Autumn in Rome by Alessandro Cicconini, Sammy Kahn, and Paul Weston, sung by Tony Bennett in 1963. Before that, we heard the Harry Warren and Al Dubin song Boulevard of Broken Dreams, performed by Bennett in 1952. Bennett's recording of that song from 1950 was one of his very first recordings for Columbia Records. We'll close off this hour about Italian-American crooners with a crooner who seemed to embrace his Italian heritage the most. Dean Martin, born Dino Crocetti, and his whiskey-soaked voice could croon his way through a ballad like no other. But when he was singing in Italian, that's when he truly shined. Here are a handful of Italian-inspired songs performed by Martin, beginning with Harry Warren and Jack Brooks' Innamorata on Afterglow.
If our lips should meet in amorata, kiss me sweet in amorata. Hold me close and say, as wine. I'm at heaven's door in amorata. Want you more and more in amorata. You're a symphony, a very beautiful sonata. My inamorata, say that you're my sweetheart, my love. Your symphony, a very beautiful sonata. My inamorata, say that you're my sweetheart, my one and only sweetheart. Say that you're my sweetheart, my love.
Cantare, Let's fly way up to the clouds, away from the maddening crowds. We can sing in the glow of a star that I know of, where lovers enjoy peace of mind. Let us leave the confusion and all this illusion behind. Just like birds of a feather, a rainbow together we'll find. Volare, oh, e cantare, oh, oh, oh. No wonder my happy heart sings, your love has given me wings. Penso che io sogno così non ritorni mai più. Mi dipinge con le mani e la faccia di blu. Poi d'improvviso tenido dal vento rapito, e incominciavo a volare nel cielo infinito. Volare, oh, oh, e cantare, oh, oh, nel blu dipinto di blu. Chi dice di stare lassù? E volavo, volavo, venice punalte del sole con coro più su, mentre molto pian piano sparivo lontano laggiù. Una musica dolce suonare soltanto per me. Volare, oh, andare, oh, oh, oh. No wonder my happy heart sings, your love has given me wings. Nel blu dipinto di blu, venite di stare lassù. Nel blu dipinto di blu.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore. That's amore.
Bells will ring,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella, Vita Bella. Hearts will play
tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitar.
amore.
Dance amore.
When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Amore,
that's amore.
Dean Martin with Harry Warren's That's Amore. Before that, we heard two other Italian songs by Martin, Volare and Innamorata. And thanks for tuning in to this Italian-American crooners edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.